Hello, Manu. Can you just please give us a brief summary of yesterday's meeting?
Yesterday, it was one of the series of meetings. Every week we are meeting on Wednesday in the evening. And we meet not only with the users, but with also the builders. And yesterday we met with Peter Anderschütz, who has made this new model of house with bamboo-reinforced cement. And it's again similar to Johnny's new design, probably why he calls it Beyond Johnny. But Johnny uses galvanized iron sheets, you know, the tin sheets. And Peter uses a flat roof with ventilators above. So, and his whole thing is double skin. So he has a double roof, double walls, and a double floor. So he says it's going to be heat insulated. And unfortunately, he's leaving Auroville soon for his break, summer break. And before that, we wanted to catch him, connect him with the users. So we had an exclusive session with him. And we also had a discussion around the common house, which is the big building in the center of the community, which will have the kitchen, dining, lounge, and the play areas and stuff. So that is more or less the heart of the community. So we had a larger discussion on, you know, how many kitchens we need and how much space we need for other activities like office and also lounge and stuff. And what people feel about kitchens and shipping containers, you know, general feedback on that. And then we talked about the container house, the single family unit, which is a mobile unit on wheels, and it's got a secondary roof, so it cools down, and it's got two decks on either side of the unit, so the decks tend to triple the usable space of the container. So once you open it out and once you pull down the mosquito nets around the decks, you have a bug-proof space on wheels, which is well ventilated and cooled off. So these are the three discussions we had yesterday, and it was well attended. About 7-8 users came. And in fact, Peter Hall, the person who was just walking by the previous time and who was inspired by the crowd and who said he's going to transfer his existing house and join us, he came again. So we were quite happy that he came, and he's one of the senior most Aurovillians. And he said that what he was interested in was the energy of the project, that, you know, he liked the people, the community, and he felt this is the right place to be. So so he says he's giving up realization house. I don't know. Anyway,
how far are you right now with this project?
We are at the moment at the stage of appraising all the users of the existing designs. We've made, you know, computer presentations with the users, but for sure not everyone has the, you know, full picture of each design. So nobody is really fully equipped to make a decision. So what we are doing is, week by week, we are making special visits to builders. So like we met Peter yesterday, we'll be meeting, next week we'll be meeting Eric at Ozolan in Rev community. And Eric has made prefabricated houses. And he's got a full-scale demonstration house, you know. So we go, we see the house, we touch and feel the house, and we ask him real questions. So that's what we'll do next Wednesday at 5. We meet at Rev. So this process of appraisal is still going on, and maybe by the end of July we'll have finished all the appraisals. And that it would be time then in August, early August, to do this one-day collective design workshop, wherein the first half of the day we will be fine-tuning the designs, the individual designs of the houses, and the second half of the day we'll be working on the site plan. So the whole site plan would be done using a real 3D model of all the units, and we would move the units around on the site and the common house also, and to get a real idea of the space on the site. And people would make the decision together, everybody who will inhabit the space for the first time. So the site plan then would be a truly collective design, you know.
Mm-hmm. I have actually now two questions. The first one is going back to the last meeting last week. I remember that somebody, one of the users or visitors, said that right now there's not a lot of flexibility and creativity users or participants can actually invest in this project, you know, to design their own houses or have own ideas for their houses and so forth. Have you anyhow addressed that?
See, the reason why we are having this extended appraisal with the users is the hope that in informal meetings and interactions across in smaller groups, people will come up with these doubts and worries and apprehensions, and also new ideas of how to make the interior more ergonomic, more user-friendly, and more practical. You know? So this will set them thinking, and then when finally in August, when the collective design workshop happens, they will be able to articulate them a lot better than in the first presentation. You know? So it's a process of engaging them. So I can see the quality of the questions, like I was observing one particular user, the quality of the questioning has really become sharper over the few weeks of interaction. You know? So by the end of maybe one and a half months, she'll have real strong questions for the designers, you know. And the designers would have to address those in the design, which means that the design would improve. And it would be more acceptable and more like a home, you know, for the house. Like, typically in a project, people have to move in and then they spend 1 or 2 months settling down by actually redesigning the interiors and making things work, you know. So in this project, we are hoping that this redesign aspect can be built in to the designing. You know?
But it would not be, again, on an individual level. It would be...
It will be a part of a collective process as well as an individual process. Now, at a certain stage, a user would say, okay, enough is enough. I have decided I want Johnny's house. You know? So then he or she is free to either work separately, sit with Johnny and work it out with him, or as part of the collective design workshop, raise those issues with Johnny in a smaller group. Then, you know, so there might be 3 or 4 people wanting his house. So those people sit with Johnny, with the model, and see, you know, address their issues with him, and he gives them responses. And if it means that the furniture is also designed in that session, then they do it. You know, and if it's designed, then there would be furniture would be built in. Into the house, which means the project cost would go up a little, but it would be already accounted for from day one, you know. So your investment is already accounted for. It's not like an ad hoc thing. So you move in, and if you have to make custom furniture which you cannot use elsewhere, it's not accounted for, you know, in the project cost. So when you leave, you don't get back that, you know, the cost of the custom furniture, you know. You understand why, you know, you plan the interiors beforehand, you cost the project beforehand, then your total investment is also accounted for beforehand. So when you leave, you get back that much more, you know. Otherwise, if you move in with just the framework and then you make all this custom improvements, that's all unaccounted for. Then you don't, it's not really going to work in terms of giving you money in return, you know, when you leave. So that's why we're doing this.
Okay, I see now. And so you said last time you had 7-8 users coming up to the meeting. How many people are you aware of are interested in taking part in it?
Right now we have a list of 14 who have said they're interested. Not 14 individuals, but 14 units. So some are families with 4 or 5 people. And some families have also expressed interest to live close to other families, so share open decks and stuff. So those configurations we need to figure out, who likes whom and who doesn't like whom. But I hope it will come out in the collective process. You know? And 14 is the number as it is, and we are expecting a few dropouts over the coming weeks and a few add-ons. So we don't know how many drop out, how many come in.
But it's like first come, first serve, whoever comes now. You have 30 units available.
30 max. And we won't have more on the site because I don't think the site can take more. And so the first come, first serve, whoever comes first. I think most people are waiting now to see some action on the site. So we will start putting the containers for the common house as soon as we can. And then we will know that, you know, people would see the thing moving and will come in.
So if there would suddenly be a great demand, you suddenly have 70 families or 70 people or even more interested, do you think it could take shape in, or expand into different areas as well?
It's possible. Mm-hmm. There are, in fact, two sites here, you know, one opposite Courage and one next to Courage. You know. And then there are smaller sites. There's a house for the housing site for 6 houses in Aurushilpam, which Alok has offered. There's a housing site for 2 houses in Certitude. And there are a few others, but they're all smaller. So this is by far the largest site available for this work. And of course, many people would want to see it completed and how it works before they commit, you know. So we're not expecting a huge demand on day one, but we're quite sure that, you know, this kind of size would be taken, you know, by the people. Because we're, according to the housing survey, around 160 units were in demand a month and a half back. So now the survey is still on. I don't know the latest figures. So May 20th is when the survey finishes. We'll know exactly how many units are in demand, and we'll be able to respond more precisely.
What can those do who are interested in joining this project but may not be able to pay?
The financial plan is currently being worked out, so it's also, I guess, open to negotiation with the housing service and with the financial service. So if you don't have enough, say if you're planning to opt for a 4 lakh house and you have 2 lakhs, and so you pay that upfront, and then the rest you pay, take a loan from the financial service, and then you pay back the loan on a monthly basis. So housing loans are available, so you need to speak to the financial service.
Mm-hmm. And you already mentioned other low cost housing projects in Oruro. And as far as I understand, these the ones that you mentioned are for newcomers, or?
Yes, most of it is for newcomers. Mm-hmm. And particularly because that's the largest community without housing at the moment. Aurovillians have some sort of housing or the other, but still there is a community even within the Aurovillians that is, you know, floating, house sitting from one house to the other. So that's why with Transit Lounge we want to address both newcomers as well as Aurovillians. And we also want to address a third group, which is pre-newcomers, people who are in this extremely unstable state, you know, still negotiating their role in Oroville, who have meetings with the entry service to get their visas and stuff, and who really are sure that they want to live in Oroville. So they and they're willing to take the risk by putting in their money in the project, knowing fully well that they won't get exactly the same amount back when they, I don't know how things will be. Again, that needs to be...
They will actually not get anything back.
That is what that is what we need to see when, in the case of pre-newcomers. Housing service needs to recommend what they would suggest in that case.
Yeah.
So that, again, we need to have those finalized. And it depends entirely how many of them are there. Supposing it's just one person, maybe it's possible to make an easier policy for them. I don't know. Again, Seba is the best person to talk about.
Okay. So in case any of the listeners have any questions...
There are two sources on the web. One is Wiki, Oroville Wiki, wiki.oroville.org.in. And then you search for Transit Lounge or Transit, and you will get the page on Transit Lounge. There's all the links to the Oroville radio broadcasts, and... Also, there's a second website which is currently on beta testing, which is called opendesignoroville.ning.com, and that website has a collage of pictures of all the projects and some discussions in small groups on what the projects are about. And the only thing about that second website is that it's still in under testing, so some of the features may still be maybe still updated on a day-to-day basis, so you would find some of the functionality missing. So the wiki.oroville.org.in would have most information that people would want.